It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Over the weekend, Save the Children held a true-to-life voting experience for children at the Kids Only Market, held at the Mount Eden War Memorial Hall. The initiative comes alongside a movement from the organisation to better inform tamariki about the voting process and encourage children to have their say in the issues they deem important. Save the Children has stressed the importance of engaging voters from a young age in understanding how our government operates in order to increase young voter turnout for future generations. I spoke to Jackie Southey, Child Rights Advocacy and Research Director for Save the Children, about what the voting experience entailed and why involving our tamariki in politics is important. We also spoke about Save the Children's view on lowering the voting age and what policies they're hoping to see from parties towards the upcoming election. How important is it to engage children in the voting system and give them an understanding of how our government works?
The political system has a real impact on our children, even though they're unable to vote. The decisions our politicians make directly affect their lives, and often people don't see those connections. For example, policies like healthy school lunches has a direct impact on children's lives, or the Best Start payment, which is a universal payment to infants under 12 months of age. So these policies directly impact children, and that's why children need to be considered and part of the process more generally.
And so could greater involvement of children in the election process reduce patterns of lower young voter turnout in the future?
Well, essentially, if people understand why they're voting and the importance and the connection to their life, they're more likely to get involved. So if we can teach our young children that and make it real for them, then they'll understand why it's important that when it's time to vote and what the decisions mean when you make those votes. Often children learn about voting in an historical sense, about what happened before, or maybe sort of obliquely about how the system works, but very seldom do they learn about it in relation to their own lives and what those political decisions mean to them and their families.
So could you explain what the True to Life voting experience at the Auckland Kids Only Market entailed?
We set up a real voting situation where children could choose from candidates, and they'd mark a ballot form. The candidates consisted of the party leaders and their deputies. And the party leaders and deputies from parties currently in Parliament all supplied some information about themselves. That was aimed to be child-friendly, but also to include some important information like what they think is important for government to do to support children and families in New Zealand. So the children were able to consider this information. There was some fun stuff like a joke, their favourite animal, but also about qualities that they think are important in people. And then once they had been able to read and review and discuss the different candidates, they could mark their vote on a ballot form. And then on the other side, they could also share a message about what they think politicians should do or the Prime Minister should do to make New Zealand a better place. And then they could vote they could pop their vote in a ballot box.
And so what kind of response did the initiative receive?
It was incredibly positive. We had around 75 children vote, and many of the children really enjoyed discussing the politicians, what they were saying, their ideas. They were really keen to talk about what they thought should happen to make New Zealand a better place. Some of them talked about the importance of rubbish-free New Zealand because of the impact it's having on our environment and our sea animals. Others talked about real concerns about climate change and worries that political leaders weren't doing enough to take action. Some talked about being worried about whether families and children had enough food to eat, being safe in their communities. And another real positive was the way they engaged and spoke with their parents about voting and talked to them about their parents voting and what they would do when it comes to the elections.
So what does the insight into what matters to our children tell us about the next generation of voters?
Activities such as this show us that children really care and they want to get involved. It's actually adults that exclude them. So by giving children experiences that are engaging, inspiring, and helping them to understand why something like voting matters at a young age, they're likely to build on those experiences. They also have great insights into what we could do to make New Zealand a better place. And often people minimise children's ability to make decisions, but the children at the children's election really demonstrated full considered ideas and a real desire to get involved and to have their say.
What would your response be to those who argue that perhaps politics is too mature or inappropriate of a topic for tamariki?
It's easy to dismiss children as being too young to get involved, yet children have incredibly good ideas and they're doing great things all the time. We're not expecting children would make all the decisions by themselves, and adults have to do what they say no matter what. It's about shared decision-making, shared considering of what the ideals are, what should change. So, for example, young people, for them it might be much more important to have access to really good public transport than it is to somebody who's driven a car for the last 30 years and has habits of being reliant on their car. So it's not about giving the vote over to children alone, it's about supporting them in their journey. And many adults struggle with ideas about who to vote for and to understand what they're voting for when it comes to election time. And that's no surprise, given often the narrative is dominated by the actions or the personalities of politicians rather than the policies that they'll bring to life should they be voted in.
Having witnessed an initiative like this, does Save the Children have an outlook on the Green Party's promise to lower the voting age?
Prior to the Green Party making that one of their policies, we were already supportive of lowering the voting age to 16. And some real reasons for that include that because of the age range at 18, it means no children at all have a political say. Yet we believe children are capable. So we've got 16 and 17-year-olds that drive cars on our road. Some are parents, some work and go to school and support, you know, help to support families and tough times. So we've got children and young people doing some really amazing things, and we do believe that 16 and 17 year olds should vote. So therefore, yes, we are supportive of that policy.
Finally, what other policies are Save the Children hoping to see from parties in the lead up to the election to better represent the interests of our children?
Well, we're really interested to see what policies will be brought in that amount to real action for climate, and also putting children at the heart of that action. We've seen thousands of children across New Zealand march because of their discerns, and also encourage the government to be active and to respond to the climate crisis, not see it as in the distant future. Yet when we look at some of the policies that have been brought in, like the emissions reduction plan, children are absolutely absent from those policies. So we're looking for policies that include children and climate action. We also would like to see policies that strengthen families, particularly those of children under five. So that's having an adequate incomes to make sure that there's enough money for a warm home, to have food security, to be able to access education. Early childhood has become increasingly expensive, making it hard for families to access the quality early childhood education they need, and of course access to good health. So we've seen the immunisation rate of children drop worryingly low, which means that they could be exposed to serious outbreaks of childhood illness like measles or potentially even polio, which has been eradicated in New Zealand but still exists in the world. So we're really interested in the health focus on under five and what the government will do to invest in some of the gaps. So we know that public health for children is an issue, and we also know that maternal health and mental health is another issue that's a real gap. Sometimes people fear that by giving children the opportunity to make their decisions or the power to vote, that it somehow takes away from adult decision making. But actually, we're in it together, and what it brings is a balance of voices, a difference of ideas, and sometimes we actually wholeheartedly agree about the things that should happen. So we need not be frightened of having children's voices at the table, but we should be encouraging and empowering and be supportive for that to happen.
That was Save the Children's Child Rights Advocacy and Research Director Jackie Southey speaking to me about the importance of involving children in the voting process.
You're tuned in to The Wire on 95BFM. We are going to listen to Wide Awake by Parquet Courts.